This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Crocodile, don't kill it. Don't kill the crocodile.
There's got to be unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives. Can't you see? A little word of confidence every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity.
And that was Rick James's message on Brexit, just for you soul music lovers out there who are still on the fence and not sure which way to go, in or out. Pause.
In or out.
Unity.
Unity, bitches and bitchettes. It's all about unity.
It is all about unity.
Unity, bitches.
Unity.
Jesus Christ.
That was the sounds of Rick James with the track Unity, and that's as deep as we're going to maybe pause, go on the Brexit subject today. But first of all, thank you, Ray Peacock.
Thank you very much. Did you like that? That's my... I've been practicing that, my foghorn, leghorn,
okay.
Air horn.
You're going to be battling the... what's that guy from Police Academy called again?
Oh.
Michael... No.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong
person. Find out his name, Adam,
right,
the guy with the sound effects on Police Academy.
Police Academy,
but Mice wants to battle him, so if you can get his email, hit him up and just let him know.
Mice wants
he's
to
been
battle
called
him,
to battle.
Yeah. I'm not ready for battling anymore, man. I can only do this, look. Yeah, something like that. And in my head, it sounds way better than it does out on the...
It's like the room is shaking. What about the...
Yeah,
I
could do that,
fresh.
But I perforated one of my ears doing that, so yeah, I don't...
You had to calm down on the Doggy Fresh Styles.
Welcome to the hip-hop show, mother lovers. You are in tune to FUBAR Radio. Sarah Love alongside Mice Diggy, and of course, we've got a whole bunch in store for you fasses and facets out there locked in.
No shots fired. But for the last 2 hours, Ray Peacock has been taking care of you. And he's been suggesting some MCs who might be in the house who want to step up to the open mic later on the show. So,
yeah,
MC
I've
Jacob,
been hearing still, like,
he's looking
buzz.
Fired up, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's warming up already.
Yeah, I see. He's typing away frantically. He's writing them bars, battle bars. Remember, if you miss any of the FUBAR shows, you can listen back on the website and on iTunes. And right here, Mondays 4 till 6 p.m., we bring you that hip-hop goodness every week. Last week, my goodness, we had so much on the show, including our exclusive interview with Eric Sermon of EPMD.
That shit was jokes, man.
That
Eric
was
Sermon.
Jokes.
He's a joker, isn't it? That must have been hilarious. He's just there cracking. You're trying to do an interview, serious interview.
And he's just on his own tangent.
Yeah.
I can't
wicked,
wait
man.
To meet him again. Yeah, no, he is the bomb, man. So if you missed that interview, definitely check it out on the website because he was dropping some jewels, man.
Yep.
We also had Elliot Fresh in the studio last week.
Yep.
That
out
was very
of severed
cool.
Tongue. Shout out to Tang the Pilgrim. Saw him on Saturday.
But that was really cool to hear about his project, and we played some music from that as well. So definitely check out that. We had Dan from King Underground in the studio well.
He's
doing
some
really good stuff
boy.
With his label, King Underground.
Yeah.
And Shapeshifter. Shapeshifter gave us a little insight into the Norfolk lifestyle.
Yeah, mate, tractors rolling, you get me? Like, proper styles, like, I don't know if I got the accent right, but...
That'll do it.
He sounded gangster.
He sounded
like,
gangster.
He sounded like a real farmyard gangster, for real, what he was talking about. Free parties.
The lyrics he had for Suffolk people.
Yeah.
He was shots at Suffolk.
They're car pointers.
And we still not... Shapeshifter, tweet us, so we can just clarify.
I reckon he's like, yeah, that's mine. No, that's mine.
But
you know, that's that kind of car pointer.
Yeah.
He's not like a mouth breather.
Mouth breather?
Have you heard that expression before?
No. Mouth breather. What's mouth breather?
I think it's just what you call someone if you think they're dumb, you know? Somebody just breathes through their mouth all the time. Like, I wonder whether it's because, you know, there are people that are mouth breathers, and you're like, right, you always breathing through your mouth. Like, you don't know.
Close your mouth.
Too dumb. They don't know how to use their nose.
That's a shame. You saying that already, I thought of a handful of people. I'm like, that is them. And actually, thinking of it today, I had an appointment, so I was waiting. My appointment ran like, I was waiting over an hour for this damn appointment. This woman sat next to me in the waiting room. You know, when people are communicating with breathing, and it's like, talk if you want
to
speak.
She's upset,
all the different sound effects.
Red sound effects.
It was like for an hour. And it was a kind of hour of day where
battle the dude from Police Academy,
yeah,
man. And we found out what his name is. It's annoying because I know his name, but I just can't think of it right
and
now. You know,
dope. Adam.
You're in that place.
Give us the sound effects guy from.
He's like, fuck you, bitch. I got
Michael Winslow.
That's it, Michael Winslow. Yeah, yeah.
He's the bomb. Aww.
I was going to say Michael Rapaport just because of the rap bit, but nah.
It's all the same anyway, isn't it, really? Hip hop.
Anyway, shouts out to all you mother lovers out there locked in. We got a whole bunch in store for you, so keep it right here.
FubarRadio.com/hiphop.
Exactly. Make sure you tweet us at Fubar Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy, and we'll give you a shout out. Of course, I've got some investigations coming up soon. It's a serious investigation because, you know, the streets it's real out there, but you just don't know how real it is nowadays. That's the only problem with these streets.
These streets.
These mean streets, baby.
These times now.
These tweets, you get me?
And got new music for you as well today in store from Kaiser. Got some brand new Marco Polo production. Something very lovely from Jazz T, Rex, and more. So much to fit into the show. So hit us up. We love hearing from you guys as well. This show is all about you. So get in touch with us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Shouts out to all the car pointers and mouth breathers in the world.
Yeah, I did a bit of mouth breathing there. I was like, hip hop.
Sarah's a mouth breather at heart. All right, let's go.
Yeah, with the Doggy Fresh, king of the mouth breathers. Yes, and if we keep forgetting to mention our names in this show, Mice. But
whose
names? It's myself, DJ Sarah Love.
Mice Love and Sarah Diggy.
Mice Love, Sarah Diggy. Really? But first up, I'm sending this track out to Tom. I know he's a fan of Nas, and this is something fresh off of the brand new J Dilla album, The Diary. Let's do it. It's FUBAR.
It's the sickness. MCs wanna be me. If I spit anything, it's gonna be heat. Cause Dilla Dog, a one of a kind nigga. Killing them off with the rhyme, a motherfucking son of a nine nigga. If I pull a chain out in the sun of the blind niggas, first thing to come to your mind when you think of hardcore. Taking cuts to the front of the line, I break blunts, fill them up and then fire and take puffs. The city of G's, the gators and gutter. The switches and D's, the haters and murder. My niggas running the streets, they ready to eat. And roll heavy, deep in Chevys and Jeeps. And most carry, so be ready to bleed if you talk shit. Why check his niggas, Brett and the D, we walking. Most of my niggas been locked down for something, probably bitch smacking niggas not down for nothing. Got a fetish for dough, cheese, bucks. I'm for the letters, so blow these nuts. It's the sick mix. Get me. They mad cause they can't accept
at me, they try to hex me, especially those who never rose. They want better clothes and nicer lives. I don't have an ego, I go harder than average people. Plus I got twice the drive, suited and booted. Niggas might have heard I was lost, you might want to consider your source. I try to play it cool, show people that I could chill, so wealthy people take me serious and know I'm real. Open the club up in Shanghai, I ain't step inside yet. Silicon Valley every 2 months on private jet, a venture capital nigga, read it how I invest. I'm in the trade so much in Wall Street Journal, but I don't flex or front too much. It's too early to serve you, I'd rather curve you. This ain't just raps, it's facts. I'm in places I shot faces cause they don't see black. So if you ever in my V's, tell them nah, I said peace. I'm frontin', I never been to my D's, not even Greece yet, but I bet out in Greece I get that respect. Yo, 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 yo.
The Sickness, that's produced by Madlib. That's featuring Nas, J Dilla there, taken from the new album, The Diary. It's out now.
That's
so
crazy,
go and
man.
Support it, yeah.
It's crazy hearing Nas on a Dilla beat. That's what you want to hear, man. You
I
know. What I mean?
See, I just think things like that as well. It's a shame that that has happened posthumously.
Yeah.
That's the right word. Like, yeah, you know,
I
that
don't even know
been
what
so
that means, but it sounds like I should say I should agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. Just agree. But it's, you know, that would have been so ill to hear more stuff like that during Dilla's lifetime, man.
Man,
and
I remember,
Nas's lifetime.
Yeah. Do you remember when, I think this might have been the MySpace days, like way back. But I remember seeing, like, it was a Questlove blog, and it was to do with the Black Album, I think, or it might have been, what's the one, Kingdom Come, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of put it out there, who should I work with in terms of producers? And
Jay-Z did.
Jay-Z put it out there, and okay. Then, but Questlove had answered that and then put this list of who should have done production on this album and whatnot. And it was crazy. You know, it had Dilla on there, like Pete Rock. You know, people where you're like, yeah, it would be kind of cool to hear what Jay-Z would sound like on one of them beats, you know. And
yeah.
So similar like this. It's a shame that now we're hearing it when Dilla's gone, but it's crazy still to hear Nas on a Dilla beat, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
shit like that would have been amazing.
I know.
You know, imagine Big Pun on, you know, woo! Like a Dilla. What?
Oh my
That'd
gosh.
Have been crazy.
We should just start putting some ideas together.
Yeah, let me just shut up now before.
I know. This is money we could be making out of this idea, Mice. Shush!
Well, you know, it's love we could be spreading, first of all.
Yeah,
of
yeah, no, that's totally what we meant, actually. That is completely what we meant. It's FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
A.K.A. Mice Diggy, you fast.
You fast! And, yes, it's that time of the show. I like to start the show with some positivity as much as we can. Did you enjoy summer last week?
Positivity!
That 24 hours last week where it was kind of summery.
Yeah.
I know, but that was 2 weeks ago.
I'm not being funny, but today, everyone, is it today's the first day of summer?
Well, that's
the summer solstice.
Very nicely with this week.
Bigger. Jesus, man. Like, really? I'm meant to believe this. I'm all out there with a fucking barbecue trying to light up the coal. And damn near, do you know what I mean? Hailstones are falling on me. What the hell's going on with this summer, man?
Because I've heard Mice has coined the phrase the winter guilt.
Winter guilt.
Where I was wondering if today counts as winter guilt because people don't know how to.
People
on the tube
jumper.
Today, they didn't know how to dress today.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
how to dress.
Of course, you can't. It's the first day of summer. Yeah, let me just bring my woolly hat, you know, extra pair of socks just in case.
Umbrella,
you know what I mean?
Coat.
Yeah, I got my unique glow thermals on, of course, because, you know.
You know?
I don't want the kishkis getting too cold.
So we're still suffering from winter guilt.
It's crazy,
on the 20th of June. But still, something that's amazing about the 20th of June is that it's the summer solstice.
Yeah, trust Sarah to find something positive in a rainy ass summer day. Go on.
I love astronomy. Astronomy just deserves
big up.
Like, true. Seriously,
that's
because
true.
That's like an undeniable fact. I don't know what background you're from, like where you live, what era you lived in. You cannot deny astronomy. Like, this is our universal truth, and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm.
So summer solstice is when the sun reaches its highest point in the sky. So this means that you have the longest day of the year is today, and it's because the Earth's north pole is like at its greatest angle towards the sun. It's all quite fun to me.
So basically, from now on, it's just going to get the days are going to be shorter now, aren't they?
Yeah.
So that's something in theory. Guess we can celebrate.
No, yeah, the days get shorter every day from here. But then we still have so much beautiful weather and season things to happen. And then we can look forward to the shortest day of the year. Which, that's wonderful too.
Which felt like it was only about 2 weeks ago.
Honestly, it did. I'm trying to be optimistic, man.
Yeah, I hear that, man. But come on. I mean, we're in June now. So I guess what you're saying is, like, we've still got July, August, you know.
August is great because that's when it's my birthday.
Okay, so it's always
July's kind of party season. September's my favourite month of the year. I've got enough friends whose birthdays in October. My sister's in November and my dad's.
Yeah, I guess
December.
If you look at it
you
in
see,
that
there's
way.
Always ways you can spin things to
yeah,
be like a
and if you've got an umbrella
spin.
And a raincoat, then you're good,
sorted.
Really, isn't it?
You have I to guess remember so. What they say in Sweden. It's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
You can say in a bad weather sort of environment, that definitely works. Well, for fuck's sake, though, why do 1 minute it's like sunny, next minute it's cloudy?
And now the weather's gotten good, we're in the studio again. But tonight is also a full moon. So this is like the first time where you've had a full
summer
moon and the summer solstice coincide in like 50 years.
Some big hole's got to open up somewhere and swallow like Donald Trump, Gene Simmons.
That's what we're hoping is going to happen tonight
Banks.
At 11 p.m. Yeah.
That's probably okay. That sounds good.
That's another thing we should do, write a sitcom or something like featuring all of those guys in it. But yeah, so I'm happy that it's the summer solstice anyway.
I'm happy it's the summer solstice. I ain't going to lie. As soon as I hear that it's the longest day of the year, then I'm like, oh man, that's it. So now it feels like summer's kind of over, really, because the days are going to get shorter.
You get on a Debbie
Downer. Yeah, so you're kind of like, okay, well, happy summer, guys. That's it.
Best of luck with that.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a lovely summer, regardless, I know. But yeah, so for me, I've just got to send a
big up
to astronomy, because you're just killing it right now. Also, goodness me, another, well,
big up
to all the fathers who were celebrating Father's Day yesterday. That was a very nice day, as I saw for some people. And unfortunately, another RIP going out to Tenor Fly.
Big up.
Man, there's so many RIPs, man. It's a bit scary, man. Last week, we forgot to mention Kimbo Slice.
I meant to, after the show, I did mean to.
Well,
I
you didn't,
like,
Sarah Love. That's why I'm doing it right now, DJ
show,
Sarah
I was
Love.
You being our
don't feel guilty
fighting
about it.
I was like, I meant to mention it to you beforehand, so then you could tell me who the hell that was.
Yeah, well, we got so many, there was so much going on last week, so it was a bit hard to cram everything in. But Kimbo Slice, a.k.a. Kevin Ferguson, he passed away, I think it might be like about 3 weeks ago now. No, it wasn't last week, it was the week before. And he just had some heart problems. Like, they were talking about that he might have had to have a heart transplant before it happened as well. He had a fight booked coming up for a promotion called Bellator, which was going to be in London. Mm-hmm. He was going to be fighting in the UK. I think that might have been the first time as well he fought in the UK. And he was a pioneer, man. He was a guy that he came up through. Basically, he was like going viral when people didn't even have the word viral going on, you know, like, yeah, he was doing backyard, like, you know, garden fights, like fighting in someone's backyard, bare knuckle fighting.
Damn.
They'd film it and put it up online. But he was just clobbering dudes left, right and center. Hence why, you know, people like Sean Price, RIP, was such a big fan of him, because he was just knocking dudes out left, right and center and just a beast. But what he did was, you know, because obviously backyard brawling isn't as sanctioned as like a proper MMA fight, you know, which has got, you know, officials there are doctors there and everything. And it's, you know, it's all done by legislation. But, you know, so people were like, yeah, but he wouldn't be able to take on a real MMA fighter who trains this, you know. And he was like, yeah, like, I'll do it. And so he started training in mixed martial arts, you know, so he was doing it like, it wasn't just like, yeah, let me just eat what I want and, you know, I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, what time I got to be there? All right, I'll be
punch
there.
A fool in
yeah,
the face.
I'll be there 5 minutes late, motherfucker. Yeah. So he ended up going on to being like one of the first promotions to ever be televised on cable network, like on, you know, legal TV or legal TV. But yeah, cable network, I guess. So, you know, he kind of pioneered certain things within the mixed martial arts world. So it's a big, massive loss, you know. And fair enough, like, that his last few fights might have been kind of, you know, more Just they weren't taking as serious as some of his previous fights. He went away to boxing. He won a bunch of fights. I think he was undefeated in boxing, about 7-0, 6-0, something like that. And then came back to mixed martial arts and started fighting. But, you know, the first fight was with an older guy, Ken Shamrock. I believe it was Ken Shamrock. And it was a weird ending as well. He won, but it's weird. And then the last fight was like two dudes that just didn't really have the gas tank. It looked like they hadn't really trained any cardio, you know, because it was three rounds of just dudes trying to hit each other. Yeah, he won that as well. And the other guy nearly died. Dada 5000 actually nearly died as well. Oh, and it was a big beef that they've had for a while. There's actually a documentary called, I think it's called Dogfight.
What was the cause of death?
Well, the cause of death was he had some heart failure or a heart problem. Me. Yeah. And, you know,
because he wasn't an old dude either. And that's also,
he's 42.
Like, yeah, that's what I mean. That's young. Young. That's young. And that's the other reason why, you know, today is another very important. Because to me, I know it seems like a down thing to discuss death and stuff. My dad's always said to me, you know, death is a part of life. You
it
know,
is a part of life.
It's something to embrace. And we should be grateful, really, that we have certain characters that we can even refer to or have just contributed something positive
to other human beings' on your life,
experiences.
Man.
You know what I mean? So to me, I think it's a positive thing to give these people a shout out. So today's, other than beginning, up Tenor Fly,
Kimbo Slice
and Astronomy. Today I wanted to send a massive
big up
to Prince B. He's probably best known as being part one half of PM Dawn. Etrel Pinsbury Cordes, he died last Friday, and that was following a battle with renal kidney disease, and he was just 46 years old. You know, 46. And this is, I just want to see people taking care of themselves, because nowadays we live in such a way where it's like everyone's pushing themselves to such limits. Everyone's eating crap food. No one's actually listening to what your body is meant to be doing and how what we're evolved to do with our bodies. Mm. And, you know, it's not correct that someone is dying at such a premature age. And it's just such a shame. Prince B, rest in peace forevermore. Pain from diabetes can't harm you anymore. That was coming from his cousin, and who was also a member of PM Dawn. Doc G, that was posted on the Facebook page following Prince B's death. And he formed the group with his brother in 1988 in New Jersey.
Wow.
And they became only the third hip hop act ever and the first black rappers to top the Billboard Hot 100 in 1991, and that was with their massive single Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, of course. But yeah, that's kind of crazy, like first black rappers to top the the Billboard Hot 100.
That was the whole thing about them being sellouts and all that bullshit.
And that's
right?
The thing, because, you know, they had a real history, I mean, before becoming so massive, but then in they kind of got dissed, and hip-hop sort of, well, hip-hop establishment kind of turned their backs on PMs, or in the US anyway, and they didn't, I think it was, a lot of it was not really knowing how to place them in that time, because at one hand you had the sort of gangster image of, you know, your NWA type side of hip-hop being promoted, and then the other side was kind of a more flower-powered thing.
Yeah, the Daisy Ages.
You know, and so it was, I think many people weren't really sure or comfortable how you position them within the scheme of hip-hop. It's interesting when you look at people like a Drake now, or all these like singing cats
Young
now
Thug.
Kind of thing.
Is it Young Thug? I always forget like which one I'm into. Say
they
first.
All sound
Thug
the
Young.
Same anyway. But but yeah, it's just interesting when we think those guys had a like worldwide smash like in the early 90s, doing what a lot of these cats think they're the first to do with auto-tune or something like that.
Yeah, true.
True. And he actually came to the UK, and they signed with G Street Records, and then that was all leading up to them having the massive hit with Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. And on the line right now, we should have a friend of Prince B. This is UK killer producer, Mr. Ben Grimm. Are you
Man
there?
Like
can you
ben
hear me?
Grimm.
I can hear you.
Veteran status out here, boy.
I know. For those of you who aren't familiar with Ben Grimm, you better go researching your UK discographies.
Yeah,
one of
definitely.
My favourite producers doing it out here. How are you doing, Ben?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Kind of sad about what's happened, but yeah.
Yeah, because you did actually know Prince B from, like, what, since the 90s or something?
Yeah, we were really good friends. I used to work at G Street Records in the kind of early to mid 90s in the studio, and when he was over recording, we used to hang out and play each other beats, go digging together and stuff like that. And when I moved to New York in the late 90s, he let me stay in his apartment. I used to sleep on the floor in his studio.
Wow.
Yeah, man, we were close. He was a really good dude, man. Very, very, very talented. Like, people don't understand the depth of this guy's talent. I mean, he lived, although he wasn't accepted by the wider community, he lived hip-hop. Like, next to his bed, in his room with his wife, he had a setup with a turntable, a mixer, and a whole crate of records and a drum machine. In the middle of the night, he'd wake up and make beats in bed. Like, dude was just unbelievable. Wow. He would just make probably like 10, 15 beats a week. He'd wake me up. I used to sleep in the vocal booth in his studio.
Jeez.
And in the middle of the night, you just hear him come in, turn everything on in the studio, and start making beats. And, you know, he gave me a little area in his studio where I could set up my SP and have a crate of records, and I'd sit there making beats like, you know, like some little kid in the corner of the room and shit. But,
wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, go on.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I think, you know, just associate them with that one hit tune sampling Spandau Ballet, but don't necessarily realise, like, how official, like, these guys were on the hip-hop.
I mean, dudes were just regular hip-hop hood kids. They were, you know, he just happened to have a lot of luck with that one hit, and it kind of set his career. But I mean, he would make the most underground hip-hop you can imagine and then go and write a song for the Backstreet Boys. He was just very talented, do you know what I'm saying? He could do everything, and he never kind of crossed things over. He always compartmentalized everything and kept things separate. Like, he made beats under different names and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it's a real loss. I mean, he had such a knowledge about everything. I mean, I'm sure people have heard about his, you know, his crate digging abilities and stuff.
Well, it's funny because even talking to some friends of mine in New York, they're saying, yeah, back in the day, people used to get mad at him because he'd be at all the record fairs spending like thousands of dollars that none of us had, and so he'd just be grabbing off all the records, so we were mad jealous.
Yeah,
but he was deep
true.
In the digging, right?
Yeah. I mean, literally, it got to the stage at the New York record conventions where the dealers wouldn't show their records to anyone else until B had been there. Literally, each stall he'd go to, he'd drop like $2,000-$3,000 on. So all the dealers were like, well, no, he comes first because he spends so much money.
Oh,
it sucked for everyone else, but I mean, bottom line is, dude was getting all that publishing money from making pop music and putting it back into hip-hop and into buying dope music and spreading his knowledge. So, I mean, it wasn't all bad, and, you know, he passed a lot of that on to me as well, so I'm very grateful.
And I think, you know, he definitely cut his teeth and left a legacy on, like, credible hip-hop terms as well. Like, there was the Mood Swingers outfit that, you know, you picked a tune for us today that you think that he would like us to play. This is the primetime track, which samples the Bobby McFerrin tune from The Cosby Show, which is a little bit of a left-field underground track, really.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of points out what I'm saying. I mean, for his pop music, he was sampling Spandau Ballet and, you know, Ashley's Roach clip and putting them together and making a pop tune. But when he was in his yard, he was chopping up stuff the same as any other hip-hop producer, you know. And he just loved the music. He knew everyone, but he was always kept an outsider because, you know, people weren't quite sure how to take him. But when you look back and keep it in context, I mean, he was more credible than Will I Am or Puffy. You know, he was making dope shit and pop shit, but keeping them separate. So, you know, he just had a different way of doing it, but he was way ahead of his time. You know,
I think also for people today, a lot of people in 2016 are not necessarily going to understand what it was like to try and do that in the 90s, you know, because right now you can do anything. You could have Jay-Z do a track with the Cheeky Girls and people are going to accept that sort of thing. But to be treading those two paths in the 90s.
The thing is, man, when people were talking about all of that, like, you know, the bottom line is everyone wants to sell out. People want to be successful off of what they do, and in order to be, you know, quote unquote successful, you kind of do have to sell out. But it's like, if you're making the music from your heart, that's the main thing. You're not making it like, oh, is this what everybody wants? This, you know, this is like, yo, I like this. Oh shit, it manages to blow up and it's sold a lot, you know what I mean? It's made a lot of money.
And that's even what Eric Sermon was saying to us the other day as well. You know, he made the track music, you know, from his heart, and it just so happened to cross over kind of thing. He wasn't making things too crossover. But even when you listen to like the Set Adrift track, it doesn't sound like it's some like Gangnam Style type thing. Like, you know, it still feels like they're channeling creativity from their soul,
you
know.
You can't forget B's pedigree as well. I mean, his dad was in Cool and the Gang, you know what I'm saying? He was the original percussionist in Cool and the Gang. So when he was growing up, he had those dudes around him, you know. His mum was big in the gospel scene. I don't know if she was a performer, but I think she was involved in somehow. So he was just surrounded by music, and, you know, his parents just kind of let him do his thing, and, you know, it came off for him. But, I mean, he was just such a musical dude. Like, he could sing, play, make beats, do anything.
And this is also why I find it such a shame to lose someone with so much talent and knowledge and experience. You know, that's a loss for all of us. I mean, to be 46, I know back in 2005 he was paralysed on the left side of his body from a stroke that he had and he had had one of his legs amputated below the kneecap.
Last year he had his leg amputated. I think it's just all been downhill from there.
And this is all diabetes related illness, you know. And this is just why I want everybody to take care of themselves, because we all need you. We need
Kool-Aid, as they say.
Well, right? you know what did it for B? I mean, it's even more direct for us, because he was living over here for 3 years. After he had that big hit, he decided to move over here and record his stuff, and he was completely addicted to Ribena.
Oh, wow.
He used to get deliveries to the studio of crates of Ribena and just sit there and go through a crate of the pre-mixed stuff each day. And, yeah, I mean, he must have had a predisposition to diabetes but I mean, I know that stuff didn't help.
Yeah, that's not helping, though.
In the same way as Fife, you know, it's just like the sugar just...
Yeah,
you know.
Apparently Fife was really addicted to...
That's it. I mean, all B would do when I knew him was drink Ribena and eat crispy seaweed from Chinese takeaways, which is sugary as hell anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, he was completely fixed on it. But I guess when you got such a lot of success and money at a young age, you can do what you want to excess that little bit easier than everyone else. So you develop bad habits at an early age. So,
but still, he's left a great contribution, you know, behind. And it was nice to see all the different people's messages and stuff, like from a real cross section of people from just your housewives in Cheshire, sort of thing, through to like hip hop dudes, you know. But that's a nice thing to do. So we thought today, though, we'd play something to represent for Prince B on the show. But we're gonna go a little bit more left field than the set Adrift from Memory Bliss for you. And so right now we're gonna play Mood Swingers. This track is called Prime Time. And what was B's involvement in the Mood Swingers group then, Ben?
He basically the dudes in Mood Swingers were his cousins or nephews or a mixture of the both that lived in Jersey City. They kind of lived in the neighborhood. He kind of pulled them together. They weren't doing much. They were just kind of hanging out on the block and rapping now and again and stuff and ciphering, etc. But he kind of pulled them together and gave them some direction and made them beats. And I mean, this is a great example. You're playing Prime Time, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a great example of what B did. Like, he hooked something up that was really obvious that everyone knew, and he just flipped the hell out of it and put some funky ass drums behind it. And it's just kind of the polar opposite for me to Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, because it's both very simple, obvious samples that everyone knows, but it's just the way that he flips it and makes it his own. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh, yes. We had to let something ring out today for our big up going out to Prince B, one half of EPMD, best known as. Thank you so much, that Ben Grimm on the line joining us London. We hope to catch you in the studio live sometime.
Good to hear your voice, bruv.
And you guys. I'll see you soon, man.
Yes, man. Take care.
Peace. Right. So this week's big up is going out to Prince B, PM Dawn, and right here is is Mood Swingers, and this is the track Prime Time, produced by Prince B. You're locked into FUBAR.
Isn't it enough that you got the most swingingest and the best? You want me to be on Prime Time too?
Like a Huxtable, stance like a Buxtable, feel that muscle too peaceful, hustle too cocky, kid, junkyard, live through the hustle, no class like Russell, forming a football huddle, live through the journey, backyard soldiers equipped, last time on the cat, I want some other trip, hop, skip.
skip. Jump through Kill Town for half a Jones.
ACELO, you know the rest. Ghetto celebrity. Lifestyle stressful. Well known throughout the streets. Credibility. Glasses like record deals. No advance checks with a bottle of Hennessy. Still chilling celebrity status. When I go double platinum with movies galore. Girls that diss me, trick, please act like you never knew me before. Rock, shock, non-stop, watch, I was probably done. The president should be checking for. Let me know if Kenny got some good.
It's like prime time, the underground is like Wilson. Instead of sweeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30. The whole damn night when it's spinning, it's like prime time. The underground is like Wilson. Instead of sweeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, the whole damn night. Yo, hold up, this is real cute. With some ill dudes, don't get it confused. Flip your soul if it made a sound in tune. You gotta drop bank, it's just balance too. The type of track you sit back and let the talent bloom. Even got the kids dancing round the room. Imagine that up in the club with a boom. I'm coming to your hood real boom. Might slide by with a or slow rolling in. Patience is a virtue, you still going smoking. What's the phrase that fits? I'm so focused. Must be black magic or that hocus pocus. Or maybe it's a reason track. Bringing the funk out like you were breathing that. Me and Snippers are the gifted, just easy cats, huh. That's just how it be with that. When you're spinning, it's like prime time. The underground is like Wilson. Instead of keeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30. The whole damn night when you're spinning, it's like prime time. The underground is like Wilson. Instead of keeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30. The whole
game on the hill, cats, cold-hearted killers. But I'm known to stand up to the biggest gorillas. The street corner's full of wheelers and dealers. The ghetto could show me a little something realer. Been across the river and back again. Chased by bloodhounds, I'm blows with the wind. Can't enslave my mental, cats is so fugazi. The cross me is hopeless, open you little me.
Yo, it's prime time, fella, and we up in the mix. We bringing this light to the dark like a golden flick. We keeping it live on my knees, so we know the shit. We got a grip and we holding it. I'm halo, the perimeter penetrated the center, and now we all in it. Now backing it up while I'm squeezing on the shoulders. Stacking it up, keeping it live till the morning. I've been informed it's prime time, that means it's all in. It's like prime time, the underground is like Wilson. Instead of keeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30. The whole damn night when you're spinning, it's like prime time. The underground is like Wilson. Instead of keeping my seeds like I'm 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, the whole damn night.
And that's it for us tonight.
From all of us here at Prime Time, have a good night.
I'm here with Snacky, the TV shows.
That reminds me of the end of something. I can't remember what it was, though.
Cosby Show.
Yes.
But we're not allowed to talk about him anymore, are we?
Who?
Yeah!
Exactly.
Exactly. That was Mood Swingers. The track is called Prime Time, featuring Ace Lover on that track. You're tuned into Food Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake, a.k.a. you can hit my music now. My Sack Haze. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard right. My name is Mice Sack
Haze. Pass that shit.
You go. You're damn right. And you are in tune to the Food Bar Radio Cafe, where we have exactly what you need. We got that strawberry cheesecake with the sprinkles.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? We got the cinnamon swirls with the micro dot sprinkles also.
Ooh, micro dot.
Truffles, whatever you need, baby, it's here. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I was gonna say lover. Yatch! What's going on, mother lovers? Yes, it is that time. Time for an investigation. Time to help you down that rocky road that we call life. You're damn right. This week's investigation comes courtesy of I was driving down the A40. And
sorry,
you know
I'm
what I mean?
This. I'm a bit delirious today. I've got to say,
you're not
I'm
the only
like
one,
that.
Don't worry.
So, I was driving down the A40.
It's one of those Mondays, man. I'm driving down the A40. I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? Let me, You know when you can hear someone playing some proper gangster music, like, right, it sounds like a G, you know what I mean? Like, real gangster shit. I think it was Tupac, I can't remember, but it was some West Coast shit, old school, yeah, where I was like, right, boy, and it's rattling. You know when shit's rattling, you're like, okay, this must be, you know, I better be careful. Yeah, I don't want to look eye to eye just in case, bro. I don't want to get into trouble. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm not a gangster. I might do some gangster shit, but I ain't gangster. So anyway, so dude's rolling by, and then he kind of gives me the look, like, you know, I was like, right, yeah, shit, you're playing West Coast shit. Nice. I'm nodding my head, and then he kind of give me the, you know, like a girl, like, right, what are you looking at? Yeah, I was like, huh? And then he zang off, like, you know, speeder. But then, then I see him slowing down for the for the speed cameras. You know, like, so yeah, with me, he was a G. He was like proper G'd up, like, yeah, let me flash the gold T. Yeah, like, what, like, fam? Damn. What are you looking at? Zing! And then just slow down. Then they'll see red lights.
Break.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, I started cracking up, man. And then, you know, as I come back by him.
I came back by him, though,
and I was cracking up, laughing, and he just started laughing as well. He's like, yeah, that was. I was like, come on, man, you can't act all gangster and then go, like, you know, and apply.
Obeying the man.
Yeah, obeying rules and shit like that. Like, don't try and act all gangster in that when you have to look left, right, and left again to cross out of Pelican Crossing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can't.
It's not consistent.
It just doesn't. Yeah.
Consistency.
There's a something going on there that doesn't really work for me. It's like, you can't.
It's not convincing either.
Yeah, not if you're wearing Bermuda shorts and shit. Do you know what I mean? With boots on. It's like, bruv, there's certain levels to this whole gangsterism. I don't even know, because I'm not. I know some gangsters, and I know for sure. Do you know what I mean?
You know how they roll.
Yeah. They're not in the studio making music. Put it that way, man. They're definitely not talking about this shit.
They're in offices.
So it made me think, man. I really need to find out from all my listeners out there. Hit us up at Fubar Radio on the Twitter, or DJ Sarah Love on the Twitter, or Mice Diggy. You can also email us hiphop@fubarradio.com. We want to know, how can you tell when someone is a wannabe gangster? How can you tell when someone is not as gangster as they claim to be? Hit us up, mother lovers, and let us know. Sarah, I know you've met a bunch of, you're rolling in the hood, like, left, right, and centre, worldwide.
I was looking for that Raekwon drop, but getting
I'm not going to sit here and let you say Raekwon ain't gangster because he was wet over your...
How do you know someone's not really a gangster?
Yeah, boy, when they do a drop for Sarah Love, sounding wet as a mother lover, that's how you know, boy. Yeah.
No, but do you know what? I've got a little project where I want to get photos with rappers and hip hop people, but where they're smiling.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like always when you get photos with, like, rap people screwing, and they're like, screw attitude. Face.
You got to tickle them. That's the best way to do it, is tickle them as soon as you see that click about to happen. Tickle.
Like,
yeah, don't get off me.
Tickle on the
machine. Yeah, DMX, like, no, stop it.
He's still a bit gangster, though.
Nah, gee, yeah, DMX is, you know, bottom line is, man. Anyway, we want to find out from you, mother lovers, like, what you think, because it's interesting what people class as gangster and what some people don't, you know?
I was going to say, because then there's some people who they don't try and claim that they're gangster, but they are gangster.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the mums out there who know they'll just shut you down just with a look. Yeah. They haven't even got to speak. It's just the look, like, don't even test me
right
now.
Don't even go there. Just fix all the collar as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, or draw, say, look to take the earrings off. That's when you're like, yeah, all right, let me just get out of here.
Yeah, so those are some real gangsters. And I guess that's the thing, is like, the real G's, yeah, you don't need to be shouting about it because you're living it, innit?
Yeah, you are there, you know what I mean? So it's interesting, like, seeing what some people say. I've had some people hit me up.
Mm.
Witty, shout out to Witness MC, he was on a week or two ago, and he said, when he said when you know they were a Tarquin twat before this whole roadman obsession came along. So he said, yeah, you know, like, people that...
That sounded a bit personal, like he actually knew...
Yeah. It's like, he sounds quite angry when it comes to that. Like, there's obviously people out there who like to use a lot of slang words because they hear it in the music, or,
yeah,
you know, their mate Rodney used to talk like that in school.
Yeah.
You know? Or something. I guess that's what he's talking about.
Tarquin. Rebranded himself.
Yeah, that's a funny...
Tux,
that's a funny
fam.
Shit, though. Sites Ryan Ronald says playing $1,000 millionaires. So
I
guess
don't
like
know what that is.
I guess there's people who aren't really millionaires but try and act like they are. You know, yeah, like you can't. Don't. I'm not. And some people are gonna be upset about me saying this, but I don't think you can really call yourself a gangster when you got like a Louis Vuitton man bag on. Like gangsters don't really need the man bag. Gangsters will be rolling around with that shit in their hand, like, yeah, I dare you to take it off me. Or, yeah, just like loads of money just scrumpled up, stuffed in a sock or down their pants. I don't know, but they definitely ain't going to be walking around with a man bag, like, yeah, look at my bag, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like, bro, it's a bit weird, you know?
It's but, a bit weird and you're not convinced.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It just doesn't convince me. Dominic Bandoni says, when they tell everyone on Facebook.
So that's, like, that's a good one.
Yeah,
none
of my gangster friends use fucking Facebook. They're not Instagramming, tweeting and all that.
Definitely, if you're doing like the duck face selfies, you're not convincing me that you're a female G.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, yeah, that's not gangster for sure.
That's just clowning, isn't it? Really. No offense, I understand. I don't want to upset anyone's feelings, but yeah, ain't gangster ladies. Ladies can be G's too.
And what is the thing with the leg, man? What's the whole turning the leg like mad? It just looks awkward, man.
Dislocated.
Yeah, like, let me just dislocate my hip quickly before you take the selfie.
Let me just move this vertebrae.
Yeah, yeah.
And then get back on Instagram.
Oh,
no, I'm
shit.
Curious to hear other people's suggestions. I think, yeah, there's many, many telltale signs. But it definitely made me think of, like, how my mum as a kid could just shut us down with just a look.
Just a stare.
And it's like, yeah.
Did you say that again? I dare you to say that again. Without even saying that shit, it's the eyes say that.
And then when you grow up and go into the real world and people try and set you, it's like, you're not even rattling
me, mate. Yeah,
it's
my
mum is African.
Yeah. I mean, boy, when you've had the wooden spoon treatment, you know, pots and pans, it's like, I don't know, mate. The guns, it's not really going to scare me, man.
No, I'm much more scared.
Until you've had your mum draw a knife on you, big ass kitchen knife and shit. I don't, you know, bruv, whatever, man.
But hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. We love to hear from you. I definitely want to know, like, the telltale signs. And these are life hacks, like Mice are saying every week. You know,
this
like, we need to
tell.
Share the information
this
so we're not getting fooled.
Who is gangster and who ain't gangster? Shout out to Cal Neal. He says, is it because they have on the wrong shoes or drinking the wrong brand of booze? And I was like, yeah, you're damn right. You can't really expect people to think you're a gangster when you're sipping on hooch or smearing off ice or something like that. It's like, bruv. Or you know the blue
Alco
wicked.
Pops.
Yeah, blue some Alco pops. You got like the blue around your lips. Trying to, yeah, fam, what are you saying? Like, bruv. It just doesn't work. Do you know what I mean? Or coming out of the club. You know, that's the thing about, this is how you can tell when you go out raving as well. If dude comes out of the toilet with a lollipop in his mouth, that he's not a gangster. Like, you know, come on, brother, man. Let's be real about this. Yeah.
What's his name? Godfather Brando, Marlon Brando.
Marlon
come
Brando.
On, we weren't seeing him today with the.
That's old school though.
Alco
with
pops
the Chupa
or
Chups. Chupa Chups and a wicked blue flavor wicked.
No. I didn't even know there was blue flavor wicked. I just tried to stick.
That's the one on the
adverts.
Because
that's how gangster
man.
I am.
Yeah.
I don't even know about blue flavor wicked.
G dot framework. All
right, proper. Would you do one whole show just in that voice?
Yeah, like man can do the rest of the show just, like that.
And just strictly West London slang.
Mama John Pierre.
Oh, I miss all that slang. I do. It warms my heart when I hear it.
See, that's how you know Sarah loves a gangster.
But you know, it's all about keeping it real. That's how you know a real gangster, isn't
hey,
it?
Hey, keep it real, mother lovers. Hit us up at Foo Bar Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy, or hiphop@foobarradio.com. For now though.
Salvador saying a lot of flows, but I don't know more of him. A pot of gold, and I have no leprechaun guard. I'm not alone, you might as well let the punk off. My bowl of wax is made of wax, so it changed shapes. My seated mass is made of mass, so it changed states. What always lasts, it's always mass, so it takes space. And always has, whatever has it, it takes place. When rose fork, I take a second, think of rose of the dumb walk, and pick away. I'm not afraid where I'll end at. I stay in shape, if it'll work, I just walk back. Every month I roam, can't stick to one pad, and everything I own all
profits in one bag. I keep warm without withdrawing no bank, and go on and on without drawing no blanks.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it
real. It's my Siggy with a riddle. These swines can try catch it like Piggy in the middle. I never claim real spit, then bring a little dribble, or say I pull more strings than Diddy with a fiddle. The cat spewing them raps, who's been a deadly mix between bass root and the rap spewing. It's a shame how hip-hop's become a playground full of bad students who act truant and lack schooling. That everybody and their mother's trying to be the man with mannerisms of a Peter Pan. Oh, you're the same gang who swore they're not on the bandwagons, watching other cats walk and following that fashion to the middle of the field where they usually sow corn, cultivate and break down and use it in most forms. But here to make sure pollution is no more, that goat in sheep's clothing, tooting his own horn like.
Can't always believe what you see. It's hard to believe, it's not true. Everybody's trying to keep it real.
Lord of the flies, the mighty just caught the 4 to 5. My 4 is 4 to 5. The benefit from makes fire and ice. It's all breaking more to the mind. Could probably turn water to wine. I represent to get more out of life. It gives you something to do with all noons, mornings and nights. My power's been fully bestowed, so I'm staying put, standing barefoot in the snow. Wild sides where I reside, you're gonna have some to say either way I decide. So I hit pay dirt and taking the sights, and if it ain't major, I'm letting it slide. Mash up prayers and hopes, broke so long I prefer layers of coats. And I'm not scared, so I get stares and jokes, but I'll be upstairs way before mayors and popes.
I am rather feeling that track. If you haven't heard it before, that's the sounds of Homeboy Sandman taken from his new album, Kindness for Weakness.
What?
That track in particular was featuring one of my favourite MCs.
What?
My Stiggy.
You're dead.
I was trying to remember who
else. Right.
Longer. We need to. It's longer. No, but no. There's not that many Pause. Other features. Yes.
No.
Let's not get that. Now, how many other features are on that album? What's that? You, Edan?
Yeah, there's Edan. There's a track, man. I thought it had a whole bunch of people on it, but it's actually. He has got them on there, like Breezy Bruin and Aesop Rock. But they just sing the hook. They all kind of layer a part of the hook.
I see.
So he's very sneaky, man. Sandman's one of them guys. We were talking about it where, you don't necessarily like want a whole bunch of people on your LP because you want people to hear you for who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some people make the mistake. I guess it kind of works with a certain type of people where they're like, when you got someone coming, they're like, who's featuring on it? They want to know who else is on it. Who did you do a track with? And there's that whole thing of working with other people to kind of,
get endorsed.
Yeah, you get, there's a bit of promotion there in a way, a bit of endorsement and a bit of co-signing and whatnot.
But
man, when you can come up with a whole bunch of stuff that is still you, but you all these different ideas, I think to me it's more impressive than getting, 10,000 rappers on one tune.
Random look at this record. Like, the other day I was listening to Illmatic again, which has actually been a while since I listened through to that, but a short album and, no features.
Yeah, there's
single
one feature. There's
on
one
there.
Feature.
Yeah, and then obviously it's like all the guest producers and stuff.
Yeah.
But, it's like and it didn't ever feel like, oh God, I'm really ready to hear another voice now. Because you're just.
Yeah, because he's saying enough,
And it's a whole journey that you're taking on through that album with every track has got a different colour to it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to. Not that I'm drawing comparisons with Illmatic and Kindness for Weakness or anything like that. Definitely didn't intend to do that.
He has got some really nice features on there, man. The stuff with Steve Arrington, what's it called?
Until
the Ribbon Breaks. That's an interesting name as well. So, Until the Ribbon Breaks. Real New York, which
Steve
features
Steve Arrington, the Don, if you don't know, that's the dude from Slave. So, legendary status guy there, man.
And the song I was talking about, Speak Truth, which has got Curious, Breeze Brewing, and Aesop Rock. But they're singing on the hook. I probably shouldn't even have said that. You lot should fucking find out for yourself.
I know, you should
just keep tuning
in to Foo Bar Radio Mondays, 4 till 6pm, because you know we're going to be gradually working through all of these cuts up there. I want to send a shout out to Ill Move, Sporadic and Tenchu. Thank you very much for the lovely vinyl. Big shout to Pete P. Soup, locked into the show. Send your Justin Gott, Mark DeForce, Ollie Sung. Send your shouts out to us on Twitter. I'm at DJ Sarah Love, Mice Diggy on Twitter as well, and you can email us in the studio at hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
Shouts out to Mr. Merz as well, and make sure you hit us up, man. Hit us up with your answers for this week's investigation. How can you tell when someone's a wannabe gangster? How can you tell when someone is not as gangster as they claim they are? Right about now, we are joined with an original OG. Is that what you call double OG, innit?
Double OG.
Is that me or you?
Oh.
Is that you?
That ain't me. I've got that.
Oh, you've got water.
Yeah,
okay,
triple OG.
But let's get. Are you close to the microphone so everyone can hear you?
I'm an air. I'm an air check. Check.
He's close
three,
with mics,
four.
Man. Shouts out to my man Gleam, who's made it down.
Blessed.
Yes, made it down or made it up? I should say, from Portsmouth.
Oh, across then up.
Across then up.
Brighton first. When I had to stop off there, I don't know why.
This
train
is
cancellation
all today.
Or something. Yeah.
Is it?
Your day's been crazier than mine.
Set off at one. Just got here now.
Serious.
Yeah.
Blessed for making it, man. That's some real MC shit.
I brought the sun with me though, so
yeah. We know it's that, man.
You know that it's heavy,
and it's
heavy.
You know what's so nice is to fight. There's so many people that I know virtually.
Yes, you know.
Strictly kind of thing. So it's nice to finally, like, when you finally see people in and you're like, wow, you're a real person.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You're actually a human being.
By the end of this, you'll be saying, let's go back to one line. Yeah,
strictly. Yeah,
let's go back to that way. I liked it like that.
I forget
unfollow.
Where the studio is. Oh, yeah. Don't go back. No,
it's a block thing.
No, we appreciate having you here so much. You know, and
blessed
it's like to travel
you.
From out of town and everything to come and see us. That's lovely.
Wow, I'm glad to be here.
But familiarise the people, like, who is Gleam, man?
Gleam is from the South Coast, from a little town called Gosport, next to Portsmouth.
Gosport.
Gosport, yeah. It's
what's Gosport like?
Gosport.
I don't know if I've been to Gosport.
It is dead. It is
fam.
One road in, one road out. That is it. And it
that
is
sounds
just
like Mad Cowboy.
Loads and loads and loads of people just stacked up in Earth in the States and whatnot. And it can be bad, but it's close, so everyone knows each other. So if something goes missing, you know how to
you
get it.
You kind of know
quick.
Who's got it when you walk past their window. Ah, I see my there.
Well, is Gosport on the coast? Like, sorry,
it
my
is,
ignorance.
It is. If you imagine,
my geography is actually quite good, honestly.
Well, Portsmouth, you know where the boat is, as everyone knows, the big boat.
Yeah.
Victory.
Oh,
yeah, totally.
I know where it
don't
is.
Don't embarrass me, Gleam.
Portsmouth.
Otherwise, you really won't be allowed back in. No, go.
Portsmouth is on this side, and we're on the other side. So there's a motorway that goes into Portsmouth, but there's no motorway that comes into Gosport. Yeah.
What is it? Like a dusty road?
It is. The hills, like, the hills have ears. The hills have ears.
Wow, the hills have ears.
They ain't eyes. The eyes are missing. What? Someone's robbed them.
It's like some Blair Witch.
What crazy shit goes on? I'm sure there's some gangster shit that goes on.
It's a good place. And following your thing though, if you're gangster, you don't chat about it. No one knows you're gangster.
Yeah, real gangsters don't talk about it.
Simple. I ain't no gangster. Sack that. But
who is it?
But I know you've done some gangster shit before. Don't try and act like you ain't done
that. I'm a righteous through and through. From school to now, I can say I ain't done no gangsterness. I've been
before school. Do you notice how he said from school until
to
now?
To lock the school bit off.
And the other thing, most people that I know that are righteous only know to be righteous after doing some gangster shit, baby.
And also, he said real gangsters don't talk about being gangster too. So,
a lot
of question marks being thrown
out. I'm a good man. Back in the days, you're exactly right though, it was. Back in the days, I was a bit of a... I went to a bit of a boarding school and then moved into the local school and within a couple of weeks was fighting everyone and whatnot, got a name for myself. And
I knew it.
Yeah, but it was the opposite. When I left school, I was an idiot. You know what I mean? I was an idiot. Let me give back to the community. And I went and done youth workshops for about 10 years and... Mm. Ploughed it all back in and kept people off the streets. And
so you learned from early, and that's the thing. I think, like, you know, doing some gangster shit, you kind of learn shit from early. Like, okay, this probably ain't right. You see the people older than you that are still getting into trouble. You know, like when they're, you know, I'm talking about when you're youth. So when they're all 18 and 19, 20, and you're like, shit, they're that age and they're still doing the same shit, you know, from when you're 11, 12, 13 or whatever. You realise, and so when you get to that sort of age, you realise like, yo, all that shit is, it's a load of bullshit, you know what I mean? Trying, people like, it's basically just a bunch of dudes trying to prove themselves to other dudes for girls. The whole thing is to get chicks.
It is. You know what I mean? Like, when you really scrape it down,
yeah, it's all to try and get, try and get your rocks off, yeah.
That's
but it's
I'm
like
here.
You're doing it, you're trying to impress these dudes so that these chicks seen that you got these dudes scared.
Impressed,
you know what I mean?
That you impress those
It's a weird
dudes,
little love triangle going on that.
It's a caveman thing.
Yeah, caveman thing. On that paleo diet,
No. But now, I reckon a big turning point in my head was when I was 17, I got kicked out of my house and moved to Manchester.
Manchester.
So I was.
What year was that that you moved to
Manchester?
Boy. Yeah, we're talking early 1998, summer 2003 or something.
Wow, that's in the height of there's madness going on there.
There was and there wasn't. I think I was coming out the end of it. I think going to my side every now and then there was bits that you didn't want to hear about, but no, I think it was kind of quiet.
I think you even pronounced Mossad correct.
I think it's the 80s though, innit, when Mossad was really
crazy. 80s, early
90s. It's still in the 90s.
It's still mad. I mean, the carnival didn't it 2 years ago have gunshot there or something, and that's why it's a crazy place, but it's such a good place.
I cannot. So rich culturally, and then again, the reason why Manchester is so interesting, and when you go to Bristol and Liverpool, is immigration, because you have all this melting pot of people. When you you can't go anywhere in Manchester and you're not seeing the mad mix up of people. And the culture that's come out of that city is a straight representation of the people.
It's true, you know. When you go, like, I mean, now you're seeing it a lot more. But like, say places like Manchester and Liverpool, where you see mixed race people that are like in their 60s.
I love
that. That's when you're like, wow, man, that's some unique shit.
That's
like
groundbreaking.
It's weird. Like, that's why I was laughing when I said it. Like, right, it's kind of weird that. But it's true. You see, like, oh, shit, you're mixed race and you're like, you got grey hair and shit. Like, what the fuck was that like
from back
in the 40s or some shit? You know what I mean?
Where people must have been Arsh. Must have been Arsh.
Yeah, you know, what does that mean?
With the racism and everything.
Yeah, must have been.
But at the same time, you also had a lot of unity.
Courtesy of Rick James
at the beginning of the show too, because you know in the UK, a lot of it is about a class divide, isn't it? So really, we're all in the thick of these things together. Like, you know, in the council estate experience, I guess maybe when you go to Bermondsey in like the 60s or something, right? Maybe it was like 99.9%. White is all white, but like you know, going to lots of other parts of the country, it's all the one big melting pot, isn't it? And then even when you look at something like the Beatles, that would have never happened without immigration, because they were straight hearing music that was being imported here from America, and they were like, we want to be Little Richard.
That's true.
And then think of the Northern Soul movement, all the reggae movement, up north and in Bristol places. So I think like there's many ways where you can say immigration's a wonderful thing.
It sounds like a Sarah campaigning to stay in.
I'm neutral and I will let other people make their own decisions. You know what I think with that also, like, look, when this shit, we all live on this earth together, like, we're mashing up this earth. When this ship goes down, we're all suffocating. It's not going to discriminate on how rich you are, like what background you come from or anything. You know, but that's even funny saying background, because you know how there's times when there's been that sort of friction between like being West Indian and African type and all of that sort of history, all that nonsense, you know. And so I just think, unity, as Rick James was telling us.
If only, man, if only.
That's it. Push all the land back together.
And so hip-hop-wise then, Gleam, when did you like...
Gleam, you're MC, you're singer,
what's your story, man?
Sing J, I'd say.
Sing J,
Sizzler kind of invented that term, I reckon, a little bit. And
you think so? Before Capleton,
Capleton, you see, Capleton's my artist.
Yeah, that's the same here. So when people mention Sizzler, I'm like, all right, Capleton.
Capleton is the one. Short, snappy, simple lyrics. And he sung and he MC'd. And Yeah, it's an argument, kind of, but I think Sizzler, I think Capleton was already in the background then. Sizzler is a new boy, really. If you think that's what I'm saying.
Capleton was doing it before Sizzler was.
That's it from back in the days when everyone didn't have dreads. And it was, I don't know, me, myself, that's my inspiration, Sizzler and Capleton. They're massive to me. From when I was about 9 or something, I got given Bob Marley and it was like latched onto reggae. And talking about diversification and whatnot, back in my hometown, there was you could count on one hand how many people of different nations were there. It was just pure white.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Yeah. How the hell did you find out about reggae then?
Well, this is it. Saying the Manchester link, all my family's from Manchester.
I've got links there, he's got it out of him, man. This is why I might say, hey, I can get to the bottom of this shit.
Is this going out live? Damn, delete that bit.
So go on. What statutes of limitations are, I guess. I don't even know what that means, but I always say that at the end of shit.
So with the links in Manchester, I used to get in when I went to boarding school for a couple of years. I used to get packages like this.
This is a good thing.
Oh, okay, I swear to God, it'd be like 10 tapes recorded from the local pirate. Back in them days, it was like Buzz FM. So that's all I had. I just had these 10 tapes. And
pirate radio was so
I was going to say, Martin, pirate radio is one of my favourite things ever, because that is truly from the ground up. That's like by us, for us. Exactly. Like without any white noise or intervention going on. Like, I love pirate radio. And we just, like, our history of pirate radio in the UK is so unique. Like, they don't have it like that in the States.
Or in Europe, even. Man, like, they got loads of different stations like in France, but they don't really have like pirate radio where it's just like they play underground music for the people who want to hear it. But carry on, sorry.
Yeah, so talking about France though, I like France because you go on there and every other station's hip hop.
It's
their hip hop though.
But that's the thing.
And they promote theirness.
Well, they got that whole thing of like you have to play a certain amount of like homegrown music.
And also, that's the African French diaspora is like massive kind of thing. Yeah. So it's like you've got all these like French speaking African countries where, you know, they have their own hip hop output as well, kind of thing. Yep. So and a lot of that is across, you know.
That's
so you were getting all these tapes.
So yeah, I got all these tapes and I don't know, I'd mimic reggae, copy and it'd be my world. Reggae was my world. You went into my bedroom when I was a nipper about 13, 14 and you couldn't see wall through posters, through flags, through everything. I was listening
to sound tapes and...
Yeah, proper. And even going up, coming up to Brixton here in Cold Harbour Lane and grabbing some, going back down. That's all I come up here for,
When was the last time you went to Cold Harbour Lane?
Oh, ages ago now.
Like how long... Are we talking weeks or years?
No, years.
Pre-gentrification.
Okay, you go
since
down there.
Since the internet was born.
I ain't going to let you diss the internet like that, man. The internet's kept me...
No, but that's what I'm saying. Then you don't have to go up to Black Address, do you? You don't know. You can listen to the new music through radio stations such as yourself, can't you? You can listen to all the new tunes coming out and then select. Back then, it was go up there. Can I listen to this? Can I listen to this? And you're in the shop for about an hour.
But that's also what I think was so important about how we've made all these scenes in the UK is because it was people connecting physically, world, and it's you just stumble on things that you wouldn't.
It's a bit more natural, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you can't
and healthy.
You can't hide behind a screen or a keyboard with how you're communicating. So it's a lot different than you could tell when someone really does like a tune or when they don't like a tune. When they're just commenting and going, you're sick, heavy, da da da.
But it's a lot different when you walk in Black Adread and you know the lyrics to the tune and you're brah, brah, chatting out and everyone's looking like, all right, he won't make it out of Brixton.
Was that what it's like then for you?
I got more racism from my own local town than I did anywhere else, really. I'd go to dance, I'd go to... Manchester out in Manchester and you'd see stuff, but I'd never got picked on. I never got beef for being me. I mean, I think one time I was watching Chris Goldfinger, it must have been, and where was that? It was Hammersmith or something. Some older guy, real older guy, come up, what are you doing in a white boy? You know what I mean? And I'm like, same reason why you are. I'm here for the music. And that was it. And he was like, okay, kiss his teeth at me. And that was it. But back home, it's like, you wigger, why you want to be white? Why you want to be black? Giving it all that. And I think, I don't know, there's a little thing, a little strand that I brought up through my hometown, and a lot of people wouldn't know about the likes of Sizzler, Capleton, Buju if it wasn't for me. The thing is, you don't dress or look
like you're trying to be black.
I'm
like, you ain't got the dreads.
I'm the milk tray man. I'm seriously all in black. Ready to dart in. I've got a job afterwards.
All because the ladies love. Yeah, you know
that.
No,
but if I saw Gleam on the street, I'd be like, you know, I bet that dude listens to reggae.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he's trying to be black, though.
No, you don't.
But I mean, he's got a reggae look, though, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, the ponytail or...
The unkept look.
It's just
look.
Careful well, what you hey, say. I didn't want to say that, but...
It's true. It's true.
No, like, if you saw Sarah, would you think she listens to reggae?
Of course.
See?
Of course. Well, you know why? With my got red, gold, and green.
Yeah, you got dreads. No, and you got dreadlocks as well.
I am kind of like the stereotypical white on black woman look,
isn't it? But then, going on from there, let me... get back to my story.
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
Narrowing on.
This is the show of digression.
This is where it gets better.
That word, digression.
It is now.
This is where it gets better. So, 15, 16, in a youth club, and a couple of sort of like rock bands, basically, said, yeah, do you want to do music, lads? And there was four of us who used to sing on the streets, literally light a fire, sing around it.
What would you be singing?
We'd be singing, back then, we actually made a band that was doing covers for the likes of House Call, Shabba.
Serious? Yeah, Mr. Loverman. Yeah,
loads. There was a real good singer, Mark Sell, bless him, salute to him. He runs a chain of shops down there now, and he does singing, still does, keeps it up, but in a separate light. He's more charity raising and stuff like that. He's a good man, but he had a real good voice, and I was the ragga side, and the Shabba or Shakadima side.
Serious?
You know what I mean? And he'd give it the players. And we had one
Shaka
song.
Glimus.
Shaka Glimus, you know. But we'd done two gigs, and it wasn't a massive thing or anything like that, but that got me locked. I want to write tunes, and we had one track of our own and about nine other tracks.
So write original songs.
So we wrote an original one for that, and amazing. I actually had my hair braided up back then. All braids with the little red, gold, and green beads on the bottom.
Oh my gosh.
They come out straight away. But
so you'd have definitely thought, this guy listens to reggae.
There definitely weren't many other people in Gosport with that hairstyle.
Any, unless they were female. And that is another thing. You want to be a girl, don't you?
Is it? What, because you got long hair?
Long hair. It's a mad thing. It's a navy
barbaric
town.
It sounds like a barbaric town, boy. You can't even grow your hair long.
It's it's a bit more chilled now, but growing up, it was a bit, I don't know. It wasn't bullyish. It was just people just, get your hair cut.
It's just a bit ignorant.
Like that, just coming down the road, you know what I mean?
That's nuts.
Only if you cut your neck. But anyway, back to the music. The music's a better bit.
Well, let's play a tune we're going to keep chatting to our guest today, which is Gleam, and Gleam is going to be blessing us with some lyrics later on the open mic too. So keep it locked right here to Foodbar Radio. Hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. First I want to play you something from this new Rex album. This is produced by Knots. It's Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
Sounding like I entered 1999 with an N-I-N-E. Craig Mack flavor rap data on rap radar MCs. Please see spitting the clip in the lippin' when I squeeze. Mischievous soul blow holes in a Panasonic and a Sonic speed. Dream shatter upon caliber fun fact for you free charge. No fee, these bars go feet. 5-4, fun blow flows to smithereens. Severing, weathering heights, mothering mics mean like Joe Preem. Team go green, I'm pro bean. Town that is, what sound that is, not supreme. Rhythmatic, eternal king, spit a lungy at the screen. My posse on that fuck the paparazzi I bring. Invest in naughtiness by nature. Audience like garbage spits in danger. Back the fuck up and meet Jamaica. Let that whack rap die with the rest of these fools. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True. Rex got the recipe. True, Rex got the recipe. Prototype of the chosen, holding the mic. The voice, the audience, like my voice.
bitch and wanna talk shit, let's shoot fits and sport it. It's useless to loosen nooses and still be naughty. Sugar becoming corpses, ducking from blammer torches. But swear to Jehovah, your power equals them Peter horses. Forcing it with the falseness, poses where they important. Rare breed of MC, a disciple of the anointed. The picture of pain is pointed, so vivid the image noted. Cross T's, got eyes on it, planted the seed, sowed it.
Won't stop bounds now, now, now. You know what I mean? There's nothing but authenticity.
Rex, straight out of Boston, he has an album, The Greatest X, and that's coming out later this summer, so check it out. You know we're going to be bringing you that good stuff right here on FUBAR Radio. I've got to send a shout out to Billy T, locked into the show, Jez Miley, Martin Tornvall. I know he's Swedish, so I don't know how that's Tornvall.
Tornvall?
I don't know.
You just have
Let
to have
know,
the inflection.
Martin.
The yes, inflection when you say it, this is good enough.
That fits for Australian as well, just go up at the end.
Oh yeah, mate, everything's a fucking question. Even when I'm fucking telling you something, to fucking listen to me.
Yeah, all right? The bod,
you're sick. C word?
That is the worst word in the English language, isn't it?
Ah, no it ain't.
No, it ain't.
The worst word is Gene Simmons, mate.
That's the worst two words combined.
Yeah, well.
But yes.
Big, man.
Proper.
Anyway, man, we are joined by a mother lover who came all the way up from Portsmouth. See, I said that right.
Yeah.
He goes by the name of Gleam.
What about shows in Ports, in Gosport and stuff? Like, what kind of hip-hop would have passed through Gosport?
I swear to God, you won't believe this, but, I mean, Gosport-wise, there's about three clubs, and they're dead. They're proper dead. I think only one of them's actually going, and that's a pub club. And but over the years, we've had the likes of...
back in day, yeah.
We've had Rodney P and Skits there. You know what I mean? So,
big event.
Portsmouth side, that back in the day when I first started, it was run by a crew called the Go Off Crew. Big up the Go Off Crew, they're big in my history, I swear. You may know a couple of them, but Dharma 77, he does the caricatures.
No.
Well, I've got to big him up anyway because he's bad. But he had, there was a crew of DJs, MCs, graphers, and whatnot. And they had good links. They're good links. And I don't think I could name an artist that they didn't actually pass through, from Skinny Man Ty right the way through. Everyone had a gig there. Ricochet, Clash, Knopf, all of them. And I was lucky enough for 50% of that time to be the support act.
I see.
So I got straight in. I think my first one, it was the funniest one. It was Blade. Mark B and Blade. Salute Mark B. But
yeah,
oh man, rest in peace, Mark B.
That's still unreal to me.
It is same. But it was funny as hell. It was just Blade does his standard. Any local MCs out there? And I didn't even say yeah. I just got pushed forward. It was just literally fall into the crowd, and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of a circle. So it was actually started real terrible. The Mark B started running the beat, and I started chatting the lyrics that I just wrote, and they clashed. Because I was ragga. I was writing on dancehall trying to do it dancehall, and he had some old school hip hop boom bap style. So it didn't work. So Blade went, cut that, Mark B, cut that. And he started beatboxing. And before the night was through, there was sweat coming from the ceilings, put it that way. It was banging.
Blade started beatboxing,
and it fit perfect. And the whole place went wild.
That's crazy.
And it's like, it's one of these places where the ceiling is about an inch above your head.
And it's so like, when you're mushing.
Yeah, Shubs. You know it. So,
would you say that you are, do you identify yourself as, are you more a hip hop dude or a reggae dude?
That's a good question. My foundation is a reggae.
Yeah, and, I mean, the first thing that's what he kind of said when he first, it was like, yeah, from the reggae thing. So
definitely. Well, what it was, when I moved up to Manchester, I got in, not in as in chilling with them, but got speaking and whatnot to a couple of sound systems up there, and dabbled in it, didn't do anything, wrote a few lyrics up there. But then
what was that like? Was it?
It's not weird, because it was family connections. So it's through the family, and we'd all go out, and we'd go out for sound clashes, and it was more dub. Back then, it was more dub reggae. When I was more into, or waiting for all the gigs like Berris coming into town and Capleton Sizzling. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
loved them. Beres actually took my girlfriend at the time up on stage and sung a song to her, and he goes, sorry about this. I goes, no, you carry on. You carry on. You carry on.
Here's the condom if you need it.
That's it. That's
you can
it.
Use there's a back room there.
Swear to God, he deserves it as well. The amount he's brought to reggae.
Are you still with this girlfriend?
Nah.
Is she with him now?
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, it didn't go that far.
That was the beginning of the end. No, sorry.
No, but no, that I thrived on. That was my thriving time, mm-hmm. where you had Morgan Heritage down by the river and all that. That was that era, and it was a good time. But then when I come back down here, everyone's into hip hop. And there was no reggae gigs.
What, in
Portsmouth? Yeah, yeah. There's no reggae. Yeah, I mean, there's the odd hip hop DJ who's into his reggae, but didn't play it out that much.
But here, but there is a hip hop history in Portsmouth, though.
100%.
Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't surprise me that it was all hip hop that you were.
Well, that was it. I had to be then molded over to hip hop.
Yeah, so that's how the transition came along.
Kind of like Mad Lion. KRS-One, wow, Mad Lion, kind of like that. That was inspiration about them times as well. So it was.
Oh, I want to hear that tune now.
It's crazy because and people forget that hip hop came from the dancehall, the sound system
tradition.
Anyway,
straight.
So that link has always been there, but there's always, it feels like, oh man, Mad Lion might have been the first one, but I guess it's always kind of been there. So. In the end, was it just a thing of you like, okay, when I feel like rapping, I'll rap. When I feel like sing Jay, depends on the vibe, depends on the mood.
Yeah, I think I had a set 4 or 5 tracks, and I'd just run them over whatever beat they give me. First off, with them getting a feel for who I am, I used to be rapping over instrumentals that were like dubs, where the vocal would come back in.
All of a sudden, you're like, get off.
And it was mad. But then obviously when they started giving me sets, put me on flyers and stuff like that, it was good. It was all good. I had a DJ, so we had our own tracks and stuff like that. We were producing a little bit, but not to the high calibre that it should have been.
So did you get into like stuff like dubstep, and did you start transitioning to all that?
Nah. Foundation me. I mean, I like dubstep. Don't get me wrong. You put dubstep on and no one's dancing, I'm making everyone dance. Yeah, I mean, I'll just get up. I don't know. I'm brought up from the Northern Soul type
era.
Always partying, basically. Always partying. I'm the first on the dance floor, last off. And you have to drag me off kicking and screaming with 2 Jack Daniels and my hair down going, get off me.
I was wondering the other day, how is dubstep doing nowadays?
I don't know.
Does it still exist?
What are you talking about? I don't even know.
This is the problem.
It's just not cool to even talk about it anymore. That's how bad it is.
Sorry. Is that what they used to exercise
got shut
with?
Down.
Dubstep. It's weird, man. It's weird, though.
But this is the thing with how messed up music is nowadays, because something is bubbling on the... We're talking about pirate radio back in the day. My initiation is pirate radio is jungle music. Mm. I'm saying before drum and bass, jungle is business kind of thing. And then we had time to let that ferment and grow into something, can find our voice and it own it. Mm. You know, before then you had like mainstream stations playing that, or before you had someone in a records company going, oh right, how can we turn this into a dollar? But nowadays, because everything, you've got all these fiends on the working for these companies on the internet and stuff, as soon as something is just like fetal in its status, it gets jumped on and turned into, this is the next thing you need to be looking over here, and it's just not got the stature, the foundation to support it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like as soon as it blew up, like as soon as it went mainstream, was when a majority of the people who were making it were like, oh, I don't want to make it anymore. So when it was on Rihanna's album, and you know, there were places where you started hearing dubstep where it's like, this is weird. You know, especially when you start seeing it on TV adverts. Same happened with jungle music or drum and bass or whatever. Once you started hearing it on TV adverts, it was like, it's not cool anymore. Do you know what I mean?
But then that was still a long time after jungle had been existent. Don't you? That continue with like seeing it on like those kind of main outlet. You know, back in the day with hip hop, where it would just be like, hip hop on TV.
Black person on TV, kind of thing.
Or
someone beatboxing.
Like, type business kind of thing. Like, I'm not even sure like what exactly. I think a lot of different things ended up getting grabbed into the same umbrella as dubstep.
I guess so.
Just call it dubstep.
You kind of still hear it. You still hear it like on the radio, you know, not necessarily as much as before, but it's still around. But I think it's kind of expanding into this whole kind of bass music thing, you know, it's just like crazy sounds and just like, I need to take drugs before I can even understand what the fuck I'm supposed to feel right now. That type of music.
Now we're just going to, the next step will be hearing Swiss Beats making dubstep. He probably is already, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm sure he probably, yeah, like Thingy does it, innit? I guess, and there's that blurred line with trap and dubstep now, you know? Like, Just Blaze is doing all of that stuff as well, innit? I think even Just Little Blaze? John. Yeah, so, you know.
It's drug music. That was actually an interesting thing, talking with Big Daddy Kane, and then I was saying to him, you know, a big thing with hip-hop, I think, was to do with tempos. As tempos changed in hip-hop, when you think of, like, the late 80s, early 90s, you were having, like, upbeat, like, proper dance, you know, 120 tempo type music and stuff. Yeah, and then as soon as things came down to, like, 90 BPM... you know, it created a very different tone and feel to the music.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, but obviously it reflects what people are doing at them times. So I guess people were chilling a lot with My Sack Hayes in the mid-90s and stuff. And so I think, like, with the dubstep and everything, and like you're saying, the trap, really, it's just a reflect. Well, Kane was saying to me, it's just a reflection of the drugs people are doing, isn't it?
Wow.
So what does that say about auto-tune then? Well, what's going on with auto-tune?
Auto-tune was a straight up, yo, I can't sing this, but I want to be the one to sing it.
I want to be famous.
Yeah, and then what's fucked up is that nearly every genre of music has got its, like, auto-tune world. Like, you listen to the Bashment, you hear, like,
it's horrible.
There's, like, country, an auto-tune world of Bashment. Country. Even, like, Bangra music. I was in India, I heard, like, there was Bangra music with auto-tune, bruv. You know what I mean? Like Afrobeat, there's like a whole, Jesus. it's like an Earth 2 of, you know what I mean? Music, every
it's
genre
like
of music has its Earth 2.
There's multiple realities playing out at one
these
time.
People who can't actually
there's
do the shit they're trying
with
to
just
do.
Auto-tune.
Yeah. It's like a hologram of voice, you know? Like, people who can't really sing will get away with singing now because of auto-tune.
But you know what is even worse than that is when there's people who can sing but who are so caught up on the hype where they're using auto-tune. Like, the day when you hear, like, Shaka Khan using auto-tune, that's like...
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. I'll tell you that. Not here, Earth 2, Earth 3, ain't happening. I won't even let it happen. I'll run up in that studio like, no! It's me and you, we're both going now, Shaka Khan!
That's what I think it is, though, is people are being slack on the old voice training and building up.
Blatant!
Don't you think that's like with everything though, don't you think like technology, think about technology, like how everything, majority of things are made to like make life easier, no, like
shortcut alley,
everything, you know. Seems to be a shortcut to the point where now, you know, you don't even have to leave your house. If you just want to live, you can have everything in your house, order online. Do you know what I mean? You ain't got to go out and hunt for the shit. Don't even have to hunt for the shit, go online, click Tesco, deliver that shit for you right now.
Well, if you
want to
be a gangster, you know, you just get on the keyboard trolling people. It's as simple as that.
So it feels
accessible.
Like everything's made to be easier, and you know, we're left to not even really have to work on our talents anymore.
I appreciate people who are really like still putting the time and effort into making quality products, because it's so difficult as well. Like how Eric Sermon was saying to us the other week, that, you know, no one cares about albums anymore, you know, because they haven't got that kind of attention span and stuff. So to really put the effort into producing an album, I respect that. And our guest, who's going to be on the show next week, Sonny Jim, he's straight out of Birmingham. He has a brand new album called Mud in My Malbec. And right now, I'm going to play you a track from that. He's definitely putting the work in here. This track features Dash as Foo Bar Radio.
In the new BM, bumping brand new BN. Q of Peng in the super slim. The exclusive, elusive prince. Excuse my French, I cop Peruvian. And rock the Cuban link, kid tucky dookie in. I'm the born again Oakland pimp. I exalted in the golden mink. Bitch wilding off the leash like a Doberman. Prince of Zamunda when I preach from a podium. Bureaucrat, dabbing this imported hash. Got here my water raft. Now we eat the soft shell tempura crap. The Belvedere on ice, the blueberry pie. Too weird to live, too rare to die. Take a look at Shorty, she say she loved my story. And if I get nicked, she'll cover for me. Life is hunky-dory, I'm in the German whip, something sporty. Hit a lick and send some money to my Uncle Paulie. I'm powerlifting till the album's finished. For now it's all about the vegetables and salmon fillet. I'm a gambler fam, I do it how my daddy did it. And this is hometown family business. Trees are twisted like Nana Cherry. Talking 80-20,
with a dime that's down the dike. It out like Katy Perry. She's been good since the day she met me. Life is good, I blaze the Henry while she made spaghetti.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, pushing fat lips and lift the cup. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, pushing fat lips.
Damsel in distress, I'm just another manic that's depressed. Smoking cannabis to cancel out my stress. My hoes are saying I'm a mess. Counting money, no, I'm caring less. Doing chowder while the Xanax getting pressed. I'm just a trap nigga rapping, known to make it happen. Mr. Foy started asking questions, started clapping. The captain of the pirate ship, been on this wild shit. Half these faggots need a motherfucking stylist. Same out for 3 weeks, I probably got more in my pockets than your album did, you motherfuckers counterfeit. Don't need an ounce, I need a pound of it. Shopping for hammers, think about what type of rams to get. Our problems ain't the same, a product of the gang. Counting change, fuck a hoe, don't even know a name. The devil don't sleep, and neither do I. Never do speak, cause nigga I'm high. Ready to die, like Christopher Wallace. We pitching that product, you niggas is watchers. Got coppers for coppers, if it's about money then holler. Nigga, nigga, yeah you know that it's dollar. Said, if it's about money then holler.
Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, pushing fat lips and lift the cup. Life is a gamble, we scramble for money. I might crack a smell, but ain't a damn thing funny. My theme is all about making the green, living up in luxury, pushing fat lips and lift the cup.
UK music for you there, straight out of Birmingham. Sonny Jim is going to be live on the show next week, so make sure you join us every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. The Hip Hop Takes Over with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, My Stiggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We are joined by the one and only Gleam. Straight out of Portsmouth, mother lovers.
Straight out of Portsmouth.
I was going to actually ask my friend from Portsmouth the other day, like, what is the typical Portsmouth accent?
Oi mush. Right, mush, how's it going? It's kind of Londonish. It's verging towards that, Cockneyish, but without the without the rhyming slang.
So there's no pirates involved. There's no pirate slang involved.
That's not far west enough, is it?
Nah, that's it. I think the cutoff point for that is like, I would say Bournemouth, but it's a bit Southampton-ish. Southampton in there's farms behind Southampton that.
Oh, kind that's where they start.
And then it's from then. We're South Central.
Recognise.
South Central.
But no, they say the accent in the UK changes every 25 miles.
Is it?
Yeah. Probably right. Probably right.
No, man, I don't know about that. If I go from, say, like, I don't know, if I go from...
People in Milton Keynes chat different to how they chat in Harlesden. And it's not that far.
Yeah, okay.
Blatant.
It's kind of weird, man.
Even
the accent
within London.
Similar. The accent thing's strange, and it's weird how a kid will... It's like it proves how your environment is such an influence, you know, when a kid will come up with that accent, with what they hear people saying, you know. It's pretty crazy, man.
I love it. I have to send a shout out to Nathan Cappuccino, locked into the show. Minnie and Summer, locked into the show. Ben Williams, thank you for all your messages. Keep hitting us up. This week, there's gigs. Last week, didn't even manage to shout out all the gigs that were happening last week. Cypress Hill were in town. Public Enemy were in town. Someone else massive like them was in town, but I can't remember right now. Mice was in town.
Yeah, I forgot to let you lot know, man. I was fucked up.
No, but this week, there's even more great gigs. Never shortage of great shows in London. Tonight, at Jazz Cafe in London, Saul Williams
is
going to be rocking.
I heard he's got a crazy show, man.
I've never seen him live, actually. but I did want to make it to the show tonight, but I'm not going to be able to. But and then also another one of my favourites from the UK is performing at Hootenanny. That is Mr. Black Twang, Tony Rotten. That's Saturday, the 25th of June. So definitely check that out. I love Twang's show. I love his music as well. We played you some of that last week. Remember, you can listen back to all the FUBAR shows on the website FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. And the most important show that all of you must make sure you reach on the 24th of June is it's this guy. He's all right. My Sticky featuring Smokey Joe and the Kid. Do you like how I switched up the
bill?
Yeah,
I like how you switched. It's actually Smokey Joe and the Kid featuring myself, My Sticky. We're going to be down at Hootenanny. Hootenanny. Queen of Hoxton on Friday the 24th of June. It's a one-off show in London. They managed to squeeze it in. So definitely come down if you want to find out what we do. We take it all, you know, a bunch of different places. It's not my usual type of show, I'll put it that way. But very entertaining, you know.
The pictures look amazing. That's definitely heightened some people's interest in
looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, and also there's some very important things going on in London at the moment. You need to hit up change.org and help save Passing Clouds. That's a venue in Hackney. A lot of dope events happen there. It's a really like weird, eclectic venue where it feels like you're in someone's front room, some hippie's front room or something.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like a particular type of person's front room. It's like a warehouse front room, not the standard front room that you Tarquins go
to. And Hyacinth and Tarquins, not their front room. But yeah, they've been threatened with closure because on the sly, their landlord has like sold their lease or something. And so now it's going to become some luxury apartments in
avocados.
Yes, in Hackney. Hockening.
Man, this keeps happening, right?
It's wonderful, isn't it? Because I really love like all those, like I think we need more coffee shops. Like we need more gourmet coffee shops and, you know, exquisite bakeries and things like that. There's not enough of those. And also, you need to go to crowdfunder.co.uk/save Silver Bullet and sign the petition there to save Silver Bullet. That's a venue in Finsbury Park.
That's another
they have a lot of
venue,
love for
man.
Hip-hop, man. And they're just good people who work there. They've been holding it down in that in Finsbury Park area for a long time. They have some really good blues jams that happen there as well. And also I saw pictures of our man Jeremy Corbyn was chilling up at...
Man like Corbyn, though.
Man like Corbyn
was in there.
In Silver Bullet. And then it's funny because I spoke to Skinny Man the other week. He was like, yeah, my man Jeremy Corbyn, innit? Like, and saying how, they got history. Bridges. They go way back. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they probably were hanging out together back in the
day.
That's
crazy.
Silver Bullet. So just on that factor alone, like, we need to keep Silver Bullet going. So people do the right thing because unless you want more coffee shops, just one coffee shop per street is enough.
Fucking enough coffee, man. And it's funny, I swear, I saw pictures of... I think Lee Scratch Perry was at Passing Clouds like maybe 2 weeks ago or something like that. Or 3 weeks ago, man. So, you know, when you're getting important people like that, where would they get to play if Passing Clouds closes down?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it was sad when I saw that today.
You don't want to put pumpkin seed shops sprinkled them all over the place. What the hell's going on?
See, why can't they compromise? Why can't they compromise? You know, Map Cafe, Camden?
Yes.
Have the both there, right?
You can sell,
put a little coffee area in the corner.
You can sell your little quinoa cakes there.
Go sit down there, Tarquin. We're just about to bust a mic.
Go eat your quinoa, Tarquin.
So you, Gleam, speaking of quinoa, so are you vegan?
No, I'm veggie.
Oh, you're veggie?
How long have you been vegetarian?
22 years, I think, now.
Have you?
Yeah, from when I was a nipper.
Are you veggie-veggie or are you pescatarian?
No, veggie-veggie, no fish.
Yeah?
Yeah, nothing.
What
nothing
reason
that's
is
alive.
That?
Tell you one turning
nothing
point.
That's alive. That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
Carry on, carry
yeah,
on.
Yeah. And screeching
we'll
bark.
We'll be right back in just 1 second.
Yeah, what is it?
Something strange.
Reporting live from the watchtower. We have the Martian Manhunter alongside Red Tornado, aka Jazzy. The Maximilian back in the Sass Pavilion, clacking the track, smashing like rap for the black civilian. It's him again, the Magnetar siphoning, he'll only grip the pen in his Alcazar shining den. Why pretend? The timing ain't aligned to when his life is like a gem, igniting life hydrogen. Let the solar rays permeate the pearly gates and germinate life in all the
directions, curving space. Shock the timeline frozen. And while we're at it, Einstein Rosenbridge. Boom tube to the brother Jazz T. Got him thinking, is he nuts traveling at that speed? But Jazz T got the gut spill. In the watchtower, getting busy with the cut skill. But for real, a pharaoh in the streets. But on the turntables, he is shadow of the beast.
Shadow of the beast.
Bowing arrows at police. The motivation ain't as shallow as it seems. Manipulating frequencies of creation. The outcomes are global superhuman transformation. The type of shit that grabs Spock's fascination. You might find the Ewoks are gravitating. So raise your blunts and brews for Jazz T, the illest on the ones and twos.
You've had to maybe been really, really shit scared of something, and then you just had to do it anyway.
Magic mushrooms.
That's fucking perfect. What a fucking perfect example.
Peer pressure's a bitch, man. You know.
What happened?
Fucking crazy. So fucking crazy.
Was it amazing?
Shit coming alive. Fucking walls moving. Thinking you're gonna die. Heart palpitations.
Oh, God.
I can feel my heart.
Pumping, like I can actually feel, yeah, like my hands got in my chest.
Every Tuesday.
Tom Brown.
Al and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, so vegetarianism, Gloom, you were telling us about why you're a veggie there.
Yeah, because cooking...
We just had a little interlude there where it was just like too real what Gloom had to say about being a veggie.
Yeah, I was just, man, I was like,
don't want to lose my job here, man.
You so get rid of this ham cheese sandwich I got here.
Told you, oh geez, don't talk about it. Yeah, so veginess. So yeah, no, it's a principle of peace, let's say. Let's say I've got all these things of, yeah, when you kill an animal unjustly and stuff, you've got fear in there, you're eating the fear, all that. I'm purely, however you survive, please. And that is, I'm not one of these ones that, oh, you must convert, you must come over to vegetarian. It's so good. Look at me, I'm skinny as hell. It's not good. It's not good, but
no,
it's the way
good.
That it's the way I am. And
it
that's
is
it.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest contributor to global warming is the meat eater's diet.
Yeah,
that contributes more than all the cars on the road in the world put together and all the planes in the sky.
That's mental. That's
like
mental.
The amount of deforestation that is happening that can't then eat all of this CO2 that we're pumping into the world is because to cut down trees to make farmland for cows to just like have
graze
a miserable life.
That's
and
it.
Then end up in a Big Mac.
The thing about cows, they always look like they've got a cold. Nose is always running. They don't really run anywhere. Like, they're always walking or just sitting down. They ain't really...
I don't think I've ever seen a cow
You
run.
Don't see a cow running. Like, what kind of life is that where you don't even get to spread your wings?
They're pumped full of meds. That's why. They're pumped full of meds.
Honestly, it's so
antibacterial
sad.
Stuff and, yeah, it's...
Have you
it's
seen Food Inc.?
Yeah.
Have you seen Earthlings?
Oh yeah, that was the one. I was trying to remember the name.
Ooh, bro, you watch Earthlings, boy. You might not even want to eat veg.
Yeah,
that's a joke. So, have you heard about breatharianism?
No, as in just eating nothing.
Yeah, basically. Well, you kind of.
I see this Indian guy.
The breath talker people. Oh, no, is that a different
mouth
thing?
Mouth breathers, yeah. I'm sure there's a bunch of mouth breathers down south, though. Yeah.
Wind pushers.
Wind pushers. No, breatharianism is when you just survive off of air.
Oh, not breathing.
You know, like vegetarian, breatharian, pescatarian, fruitarian, people
Isn't
that only
eat
fruit.
Isn't that like euthanasia? Breatharian.
I don't even know what that means, man. That's
to be
a
honest,
big ass word for me to.
I'm near that. I don't eat a lot, and anyone, any
You're
anytime.
Near that.
I'm near that as it is. I don't eat a lot
Do you
at
fast?
All. Yeah, but I'd say it's a constant fast. I keep on saying, yeah, I'm celebrating Ramadan, and obviously,
it's not
I'm,
even Ramadan.
I'm, yeah, I'm not religious.
Dead
at
in
all.
The middle of
yeah.
winter.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't know. It is. I don't eat a lot, and I think I don't know. Your body adapts, doesn't it? Your body adapts to whatever you put in it. And I know I'm not treating my temple as I should. But who is?
I have a theory about how we're meant to eat, which I realise they've now given a name. But I just think, you know, our digestive system has evolved over like the last 2 million years at the same time as our environment that we were around.
Yeah.
And so it's evolved to eat the food that we were surrounded by, which would have been mostly like green vegetables, like hunter-gatherer diet and things.
Nuts.
And this is why you see getting some nuts in your mouth. And so this is why you see there's a correlation between like anti-carcinogenic, like low cardiovascular risk, low mental health risk, all this stuff when you eat like that diet kind of thing. So I just really, which now they call it paleo.
Oh, so yeah, the paleo. So more hunter-gatherer diet, more greens, fruits, and nuts
and
berries.
Yeah, occasional meat and fish. Because and then ultimately, anytime you ate meat as a hunter and gatherer, you'd have to chase it to get to eat it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't get
so
it
you'd
all
be
the
doing
time.
A lot of
that's it.
Yeah.
So really,
and
so
a
do
lot
you reckon?
Exercise.
So okay, so the paleo diet. How often should you eat meat? You know, for the listeners out there, like people who've had their bacon this morning, a burger this afternoon, and probably about to go have some more meat shoveled down their gut later on. How often do you think people should eat meat?
Oh, you don't need to eat. Nowadays, you don't need to eat meat at all every day. Like, I know some people have meat 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Minging.
That's standard.
And then, you know, if you look at that person's like intestines, the amount of undigested meat, because your body is just not equipped to break down that level of that amount of input. into the body, and then all the chemicals and stuff people put in their body, that's
all
not
the steroids,
natural.
Cows get pumped with, yeah.
Yep, steroids, hormones, so, and that contributes to like obesity, the amount of steroids that you're just then, the epidemic that's happening now with antibiotics being ineffective, that's all because of like, that's pumped. The main contribution to that is the meat eating diet.
Because you're eating that Arnold Schwarzenegger burger right there, boy, yeah. Pumped with all kind of shit just pumped up in that shit. Oh man, what are we doing to ourselves?
I know,
man.
But get me off one of my favourite subjects quick, because so, I want to hear you rap, Gleam.
Okay, well, fling on the beat.
Well, first, right, let me make sure this is all lined up. First, look, we're going to get our cameraman ready and everything. So first, yeah. I'm going to let the people hear this brand new track from Kaiser Smirnoff before we get right into our open mic this week featuring our special guest, Gleam. Hold it tight, it's Fubar.
Listen. Let me tell you something. You don't wanna do that enough. You don't wanna do that enough. Ramp with me. Yeah. I'm a rap vet, OG, man, I'm a normie. Say I shine like platinum, fangs of gold teeth. Chewing up MCs, leaving bits of corpses in my goatee. There's none that I won't eat. Spit that fire and roast beef for dragon in the flesh. When I rhyme at night, my wings glow green. Like a luminous bogey, my soul leaves my body every time I dream and I go sleep. That's why the Sandman won't see the light of day when I spray cocaine bars. So sniff away till you're OD. I don't mean a split for no weed when I say that I smoke trees. I mean literally smoke trees. I burn them down, a token and oak till my nose bleeds. I got flows that are cold as below freezing. When I spoke, they know that's no season. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. I'm a slave to the beat, but I go free and roam alone in a sheet and some old jeans. I was made by a demon who's so evil. He put fear in the keepers of old Greece. A known beast with the graphite, I write with it, act like a psychic. With schizophrenia, and that's why my mind's sick. Slick cerebral, I can lift your people up with telekinesis while I kiss my teeth too. Fam, I'm a different breed, my name was written in scripted Hebrew. I can get licked on free brews, I throw dough at holes and watch chicks trick with Smeagol. The twisted mister, I've been dipped in diesel with lines by the leader, I spit for weeks. I woke at the dawn of the dead, cause I kicked with these ghouls. I'm listening to for people. You don't wanna get into the drama. Come a crew, it's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. They don't really wanna beef with this. The key I spit comes out for Jesus' fist. They didn't know I got a heap of tricks. Up my upper sleeve, I've hid, then I'm released. And quick, it's euthanasia when strangers feel the needle prick. They get the thumbs down, Julius Caesar-ish. So I tell a guy straight, better flee and shit before you get crushed just like the flea you is. Are you buy concrete beams and bricks, or treat your ribs like Kit Kats, even Twix. Man, don't eat that dog and believe your chick can't get a tweezer grip where your penis is. That's embarrassing, even if I'm a gazeted prick who thinks that he should have his own feature flick. Or I really am deep as this, the nearest to who the dad of Athena is. So, you don't wanna get into the drama, come a crew. It's harder than a suit of armor. No matter who you are, if you hold your marble or a superstar, if your shoes are Prada, just chill. You don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, you know. Nah, you don't wanna do that, cause I'm ill. So take it easy, just chill. Nah.
Kaiser. The track is called Just Chill. You're locked into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and my divine co-host,
Mice Diggy. That's right, mother lovers. Shout out to Kaiser Smirnoff right now.
But right now, I'm well excited because Gleam is about to step up and bless the open mic for us, and he was doing some the most impressive warm-ups that I've seen so far on the FUBAR open mic.
Yeah, that's some veteran warm-ups right there, some Pavarotti warm-ups, bro.
It ain't nothing like that, is it?
We got my man Gleam about to bless the open mic with a beat by Tough Guy Don Reaver. Mother lovers, you know to lock in right here each and every Monday from 4 till 6 p.m. where we give you exactly what you need. And this is part of exactly what you need. It's the open mic. Do remember, all MCs, if you want to get on here, send some music to hiphop@foobarradio.com. All beat makers, if you want to get a beat on here, make sure the subject in the email says beat for open mic and send it to hiphop@foobarradio.com, and you might just get up on here and do something like these mother lovers.
Oh yeah.
Tough guy, yes. Don Reva on the beat, my man Gleam.
Bless up.
What you saying, bro?
This is how the South Coast represent, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'll bring the shit to kick off, lift the lid off hip-hop. A lot of rip-off rappers are chatting nothing but knackers. Verbally battered, start raving crackers. Spitting all your backwards words back. React quicker than claps. I thunder before the flash, grabbing a ragger from the weapon rack. I reckon we clash in a second flat. I'm giving a battle payback for all the tracks you tax when you were strapped for cash. Just about to collapse. I was trapped down in stacks of action at a Saxon bashment, attracting a gal with a ragger passion. Don't care for your whereabouts or your warehouse, with a room full of prayers, only there to get your stairs out. I'll knock your beat out of pattern, out of sequence. I'm leaving a memory of the reason. Can't redeem the evil when the odds are even. It's a constant trod, carrying hip-hop demons, you know.
Man, like Gleam, boy. Jeez.
You don't even have to say it, bro.
Just go in. This is the one and only Gleam, mother lover.
I'm a travelling monk. The battle began when the planet begun. Gallivanting land with an unravelling tongue. Having a rampant tantrum. Gathered among random tampering hands on a scavenger hunt. I've had enough. A dabbling thumbs, grabbing a munch. Nyamming my grub, ramming my gob with a packet of chud. Racking up and lacking a capital funds. An inanimate plan of action of a battered up platinum lung. And as it happens, my patterns are lost. Cover the canvas, palette and brush in patches of blood. Dangling candlelit lantern, hanging above. And a band of phantom of the Amaric calendar month. Adding it up, havoc is lagging in front. I'm grabbing a brunt, wrapping it up, I'm having a chuck. I'm a panellist judge in the Hampshire Cannabis Cup. Modern day one for young.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to the Sarah Love Show alongside Mike Diggy. You got my man Gleam on the open mic right here, boy. Beat by the one and only tough guy, Don Reva. Jeez! Gleam, I know you got a bunch more for us, but what you saying, bro? What you saying?
Loving the vibes.
Hey, bro.
Well, I'm having a bit of a bad patch. I gotta adapt or get a backpack. Imagine a mad tramp, a tab man can ransack. Yad in a bad land, lacking a battle plan. I carry the catalogue and a lost chapter. My chapel of rags drop like I can't catch a lit match. When the opposite of back spit gas and both your hands are gift wrapped in pans of hot chip fat. Sat the chit chat, you need to be quick to act. You're at least 15 minutes from the nearest pig dispatch. It's taking ages, making a name for draining it ink on pages. To be paid in a basic wage of sin. Chained to the paper thin railings. Are you ready to read the labelling? Lead the way into the major link. Record you're rated, next on the waiting list. You're getting outdated, vexed with a shaking fist. You're taking a piss, mate, you ain't the favourite. When Sarah Love and Maestro play, we get the neighbours complaining quick. Bring on that fire alarm now.
You don't know, but Gleam already set your fire alarm off before, man. Yo, I know you can do it again, bro. Do it again, man. Guess what, bro? I know you got one more.
Just remember this.
All right.
Yeah.
Through by radio, mother lovers.
So just remember this. A message from your nemesis. Leaving a remnant memory to reminisce. I inherited an intelligent heritage and kept developing the lineage of my relatives. Never fear anything, ain't no benefit. Nice vibes, fellowship already, and we're well equipped. Up against all of the negative elements. Always editing the evidence. So I'm haunted by tormented thoughts in my head. I call it warning of the caution ahead. Can't afford any more fraud and theft or get force-fed war and debt. Still, nevertheless, I drop quick like the stock market. I'm never off target ever since I got started. Ooh. It cost an arm and a leg just to live, but did I let slip? You better get a grip.
Horseless fighters up in this brother, lover boy.
Loving it.
Bless up, Sarah Love, my Stiggy.
Bless you, man. How the hell can we get hold of you? What's your links, contacts? What's the, you know, Twitter? What is it? Facebook? What's going on?
Facebook is Gleam UK, I think.
How do you spell Gleam?
G-L-E-E-M. Golf Lima Echo Echo Mike for the police.
And
they know
Partridge.
I'm here. They know I'm here.
And what's going on? Are you releasing any material? What's the deal? I know you're a mic man, but still, are you throwing any stuff out there or what?
Well, yeah, I'm bringing an album out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've recorded five of the reggae. It's going to be five reggae, five bashment dancehall slash drum and bass, and 5 hip hop.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And the hip hop side hasn't been done yet. It was supposed to be done yesterday, to be honest.
Right.
But I'm slacking.
If anything to go by what you just did, it's definitely going to be more fire alarms going off, right?
definitely. And I ain't punching, I'm honest.
Nice,
it is sweat. It is steam.
Hey, bro, we can see, man. This is like friggin'. I feel like I'm in the middle of some kind of cartoon right now.
Yeah.
You're about to explode. That mic looks like it's melting.
Seriously.
Jeez.
Either way, if you had the reggae beats and whatnot, if this was a Fubar reggae show, which it should get on, really.
Nudge, wink, wink.
You hear that, Nat?
Sarah's got dreads, so, you know, we're halfway
there,
we're
sorted.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There would be the singing side of Gleam, which is a little different. A little different to that.
The Chaka
Tweety
Gleamus
Bird.
Chaka Gleamus.
Chaka Gleamus, yeah.
Baby girl!
That's right, boy. I can't wait to hear that.
Please, just go on. Hit us with some Chaka Gleamus quickly.
Okay, then, so.
Right, go on with it.
Do you want the beat, or are you going to get acapella? Go on. Chaka Gleamus.
Chaka Gleamus.
This is a little. It's probably a bit too righteous for Bee Party, but it's called My Words, and it can only take you so far, so.
You're vegetarian. There's nothing more righteous than that, mate. Go on.
Who knows it? So. My words will only take you so far. Keep earning your dues the further you trod. Words will only take you so far. I'll be searching for you on my journey across. Instead of making love, they just brainwash those afraid to become one like raindrops. Well, under the naked sun, they separate us every day by trading papers and ancient brave hearts that came to take charge. They pay the same cost and end up in a graveyard. Ready to take off. Well, angel of great God, I'll catch you later on the way to meet my maker. Cause words will only take you so far. So stop chatting about it and action it. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gleam, for joining us today.
Yeah,
make
man.
Sure you hit up foobarradio.com/hiphop if you've missed
right
any
here,
of the show today. Next week on the show, we're going to have Sonny Jim in the studio with us. He's going to be going through his brand new album, Mud in My Malbec. Up next on Foobar, we have our friends, Badge of Friendship. We're going to be taking care of you. Thanks to Ben Grimm, we chatted to earlier. And thank you to you guys, because this show is all about you. And remember, it's all about that unity. So we'll leave people on that note.
Peace, my beloveds.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be. Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Thank you.